holding in Simeon Aleph, Sif Dalet. Erech HaChutim. So how long do the Chutim have to be? So Hashmoina, these Chutim, these eight Chutim. And Pachas Medalet Gudolim. So they have to be at least four Gudolim long. V'yashamim Yud Beis Gudolim. So four Gudolim is... A Gudol is the width of... the across the knuckle of your thumb, this width across here, so it's four gedolim.
Is the cross a length? The cross, the width, the length.
No, it's a cross. So it's across the width.
The width.
V'yishem in yud beis gedolim. B'chein noigim. Some say that the shear should be yud beis, and that's our minig. Unamala ein lehem shear. There's no limit on top. Fine. That the Rama v'masal erech yosimidai yochel lekatzay made b'zeh mishum tassel minosi. If they're too long, it's not possible, so it's not considered tassel minosi if you cut them off afterwards. So that's not a problem. And the Mishabur will talk about is there b'dafka is possible there is a shear on lamala. It's better not taking too long, but. One of the chutim should be longer than the other ones. Which you're going to use that to wrap around. We call it the shamash. Wrap around the part which is going to be the wrap around part. It's the part which is not hanging free. So you're measuring this from the knot and downwards, not the part which goes through the baguette. So it has to be. You can't count the loop through the baguette as part of your shear of your base gedolim. So the Mishabur your test medal gedolim. And it is a good b'chol mokum who adam shalom benani. We take an average person. How big is an average person? We take the upper part of the thumb, but makom harach of them, so across the widest part of the thumb. Why makom Rambam b'shach reishayim beis shehebi b'shem Rambam? They said b'shir gudol who karech of zayin saris zu b'tzad zu b'doichik v'hem b'arach beis saris b'revach. So we take barley corns. And you lay down.
Good evening, Dr. Fade.
Seven barley corns next to each other tightly, and you measure cloth at the width of the barley corns. That's the size of a girdle. Which, if you lay two saris out one after the other, it would be to the length of two saris across. Are you making sense? Yeah? Okay. People, they make them very, very exact, precise. The problem is, you want to make them precise, so that again they're being a little too small. And then with carbon is rachel batala. So to me, rachel batala, because once you pass on the shear yud beis gedolim. If you don't have that, so it would be brachal batola. So I'm sure why is it brachal batola? You have to mean a Torah, die b'chol shuhu. The shear is not a derisa. The main thing there should be gedil and there should be psil. Maybe rabbanon v'inan shiyah yud beis gedolim acharak shira muvad mashamunach lakeren abegit. So he says this is shear to the rabbanon, but once chazar makayev it, so you're not being mekayev the mitzvah the way chazar wanted you to. So that's also a chesaron. In Kima Mitzvah, it would be a Karab Adavadiyas Baruch HaBatala.
That's measuring from the top kesher outside the hole?
Correct.
So including the seal part. The part of the gedil.
Between the gedil and the seal, right? Seal hanging down, right, at the end.
When you buy the bundles of tzitzis, I think they usually come with two lengths, one for Talis Gadol, one for Talis Gadol. Tal's cut intensively, a little shorter.
Right. Either way, usually the shear is.
It's
definitely.
So, but is there an Indian that a tall is going to have longer? Other than
no, just a look. It looks nicer.
It looks nicer.
Yeah. No halachic difference. So the shear has no. It doesn't have any upper limit on the shear. Chaf aleph. He brings the re, which is about one of the balei tosfos. Are you noy glasses? Are you orich yosir? Kadesh, you pass success. Gam ken yisher by kashir. He would make a bedafka a little bit extra long. This one, in case sometimes it gets caught in something, it gets torn off. So you know you're going to have your shear even after it gets torn off.
When you're measuring the strings, you're talking about the whole length of the string completely, or just the part that's hanging from after the knot?
No, the whole thing, the knots and the...
The whole thing. You're starting off with like the one of the four. You start off with four.
Right, so after you put it in the bag, it's already in the bag, it's already doubled over, etc. You made... Why are we doing this? You start from here down.
Right.
From the knot down. That's how you measure.
Oh, okay.
So you don't count the part which goes into the bag.
Oh, okay, but everything from the first knot.
First knot and down.
First knot
and down, right. Uh-huh. So he would have to make them a little bit extra in case they got torn, so they would still have a shear anyway. Now, we're going to see later on, towards the end of the siman, it says that, you know, there's a ratio issue also. The ratio issue is it's preferred it should be one third gedil and two thirds psil. So what happens a lot of times is, you know, we make it longer, we end up making it longer on the psil part, than the ratio is off. So preferably if you do extend them, you should extend them but maintain the ratio of one third and two thirds. Okay. So one of them should be extra long, one of the threads should be extra long.
What's the deal and what's the psil?
Zeal is the bound part, and seal is the free hanging part.
Okay. What bound part?
The part that's wrapped around. So then he said, if one of the chutzim should be longer than the other ones to use as the shamash to wrap around and make your wrappings. Yep. If one of them is not long enough to act as the shamish for all of the times around, so the answer is ksas krichas michut echod, ksas krichas michut hasheni. You can make some of the wrappings. Say the first knots, the first two knots, you make use thread number one or string number one for the wrapping, and then between knot two and three, you use a different string to do the wrapping. It doesn't have to be the same all the way through. They wrap like that also. So the problem is that the more you wrap around, then the day, I mean, the string is very long, but it's going like this, you know, 25 times. So lengthwise, it might have been very short. So you want it to be long enough that after you do all of your wrappings, that string is going to end up being still a total distance from top to bottom of your base gedolah. You don't want it to be too short. So that's why the shamash comes quite long. Exactly how they did it on a tchelis, I do not know what it looked like, so I can't tell you.
Nowadays, when they do the tchelis, they don't do it without knots. When they do with knots, it seems like they use the blue one for the shamas.
Right, so apparently Mishabur is...
That's what they do, so from what I've seen.
Right, so Mishabur does not seem to have that picture.
Yeah. When you look at all the... Everything, right? The gedil is almost all blue because it's all the white ones are covered.
Right. Okay. Chav Gimel. It says, Keshichbar HaGedil, you should wrap around the gedil. So Shabur just points out a language issue. He says, Kuro Gedil Shem Ma'osid, right now it's not a gedil yet. When you wrap it around, it'll be called gedil. Right now, you can't say, in order to wrap around the gedil, there's no gedil yet. There's seven threads hanging loosely, and the eighth one will go around, and then you'll tie it around. Now it'll be called gedil. But until you do it, it's not called gedil yet. It's the only gedil once it's been bound around. It says, because of Ramor, that's why the Ramor explains what he means. So, I'm not sure we would have been confused by that, but he just wants to make sure we're not going to be confused.
Last thing you read in Hebrew, man.
And the Rambam said that this year is after the kesher, not including what's sitting on the bagot. And that the nodding itself also shortens it. So you want to have it that theoretically you should be aiming to have 13 gudolim, because the nature of the knots is the knots also take up some space. Let's take a free hanging thread, not the shamash. So theoretically, you make your first knot. That's its length. Right? Because it's not going to change by the deal. Yes, it is. Because you're going to tie four more knots with it. So when you tie your first knot, that free hanging one is 13 gedilim, gudolim. So then you have a good chance that after you make your four more knots along the way, it'll end up being it'll be 12 gudolim. That's what he's saying. You have to be careful with that.
It doesn't seem like one gudol doesn't seem like a lot to do all of that. Is that we're talking about to be korech and
no. Oh. He's not the one you're being korech.
Oh,
I'm saying sorry. Theoretically, if I say this is not the shamash,
mm-hmm.
Right? So once I make this first knot over here, right, I know how long it's going to be. It's going to have something go wrapping around it, but it's not going to get any longer or shorter by being wrapped.
Right.
So he says, well, that's not true, but you are going to tie it. The tying will take up some of the space. Okay. Fine. The ratio which he really talks about later on in the sermon, so we'll sort of address it over there.
Did they talk about what the modern measurement equivalent of
what's this, what measures they give for a girdle nowadays? The Marsha Dish, I'm sure he has over here. Yeah, she girdle of famous. He brings in the Chazanish that a girdle is 2.4 centimeters. Therefore, you'd basically would be 28.8 centimeters. So putting that into inches. So that's very close. An inch is 2.54. So it's a little bit less than an inch. He's putting a gut a little bit less than an inch. So
he says you could be makel like Rav Chaim Naya.
According to that, the shear is 2 centimeters. Now remember, this is a drabona. Rav pointed out that the shear that I said there's no shear. How long it has to be? As long as there's gedil and there's psil. Right, so this shear we're dealing with is the drabona. The Mishabur's approach in general is that for the, whatever you're dealing with the rice, we're machmer of the chashash of a larger shear. When you're dealing with their bones, we're not. So you can really be semach on the smaller shear. Okay. Hey. So he again, the sim is talking about the chutim. So we're discussing different elements about the chutim. So he wants to know what can we make the chutim with. You cannot use the wool which gets caught in the thorns, but as animals pass through, the certain amount of the wool gets caught in the brambles and the thorns. So instead of shearing, I'll go pick off that wool off from the bushes, and I'll spit it and make thread out of it and use it for tzitzis. So the law is, and this is a Gemara. You can't make it from that. The more it's possible because of busy mitzvahs, like you know, the discard of the wool. You cheapskate, you're not going to take take the fleece of the animal and shear the animal to get. You want to get medafka the stuff, but you get stuck in the bushes, you know. So it's busy mitzvah. You can't use it. Not for the ones who just fall out. So So, you know, again, the cheapskate guys. So when you set up your loom, so when you set up the loom, those threads are called the chassis, and then you weave. Now, the reality is that you don't weave all the way to the end of the chassis, just the way the machine is set up. You can't really weave all the way to the end of the chassis. You have to leave a little space for the shuttle to go through back and forth, mm-hmm. so it can't get all the way to the end. Mm-hmm. So this is a great idea. So then what do? You cut it off of the loom, and now you have this little stuff hanging out. So you can snip all that off, make it into a thread, and use it for your tzitzis again. So, you know, it's a statement of, you know, how cheap can you get, you know. So all of these are bizei mitzvah.
I mean, you know, with extreme poverty, you can understand how people would be tempted to do that. I mean, for us, it wouldn't probably cross our mind. But.
I understand. Right. Shabura says, "Eino yisin chafeg." Phil b'diavad is possible. It's a gemara, and the more says you can't do it, the more it says it's ma'akib b'diavad. Shiarig m'shayir chafav. In lahakshet the belav hariyesh psul. So the first two scenarios where you had the hairs that fell off the animal by their own, or they got caught into the brambles. So it's not a thread yet. So you're going to take it and spin, you'll take those fibers and spin them into a thread, the shame tzitzis. So I'm sorry, you can't do that. But we said before, the thread has to be made, the shame tzitzis. You didn't put this thread, which is the chassis on the loom, it's already a thread. You didn't make it the shame tzitzis, so obviously it's no good. Okay, V'yesh Lormer, so he answered the question, the Taz, it's a quote from the Taz. The Maria filo hechash, the mitchilo tovar chutil m'shem tzitzis. Achagach orch mehem beger, filo hochi posa m'shem bizi mitzah. Means even if you would get around that problem, the guy, he went out and he said, you know, I got to make threads of my tzitzis. He made a lot of thread. He realized he didn't need all of it. So he said, okay, I'll use some of it for the loom. See, he's allowed to do that. There's no way to do that. So he said, then he chops, you know, great. I have these threads which are kosher for tzitzis. They were mitzvah for tzitzis. And they're left over, why not? I'm sorry, you can't do that. That's what the Mechaber says. Ubesefer HaMa'or, so the Balamor.
What's that, with the clap?
There's having somebody speaking over there. Kosev Atam, Shindu Be'inan HaKanof Min Kanof. He says a different reason, because we darshan before that the tzitzis have to be an extension of the corner of the garment itself. We spoke about that before. So we discussed before what type of material it is. You can use silk tzitzis only in a silk baggin. So I can't make tzitzis out of a thing that you wouldn't make a baggin out of. These type of fibers, etc. There's not enough to make a baggin. Nobody makes a baggin out of these type of things. They're not large enough to make a baggin out of these things usually. So therefore, you can't make the tzitzis out of them. They don't really work well to making a beggar, so you can't use them for the tzitzis because the chasaron of kanaf min kanaf. You can't have the tzitzis being different than the actual beggar. So the Morgan Rambam says that, you know, I don't know too much about wool, but apparently there's different grades of wool and types of wool. There's certain types of wool which is, it doesn't work well to make a baggage out of it. So according to this thought process of the Balamor, you couldn't use it for sitzes either, because it's the same chasor, and it's a kanaf min kanaf. Okay.
Same chasor as well.
These psula.
What psula?
The ones we just said. So mitzemer gozel, sifov, is psulim. If you made it from stolen wool, so the tzitzis are possible. See, basulahem, mishulahem, it has to be yours. Hagov, midafka shagozel achutin. This halacha that's not considered yours is that you stole the threads. Gozel tzemer basul achutin. The person stole wool, made it into threads. So then, ksherim, because there's a concept in halacha of a shina kaina. The person steals an item, so shina is kaina. So now the threads belong to him. But so the Ramah, even though it's kosher mitzad the issue of ownership, you have a different problem. Milchachila oser lasoysan. You can't make it out of that. Because the act of being mashanit is itself an act of an aveir of taking it further away from the Bible. The Rishonim understands that the act of shinoi, which allows you to be kainet, is the certain sense the makabapatish of the gzeil. not only did I take it from you, which until this point I could have, you have a right to get it back, I've changed it to the point you can't even get it back. So I'm not a gerset tzaddik for doing that. That itself is improper. But the mice, it's yours. The Yibracha Ayin, the Kamon Reish, Simon, Tav Reish, Men Tes.
Is that Sukkah?
That's actually a Dalet Minim. So, furthermore, you have a bracha issue, because the Tosfos says that even if you tell me that Agabi, the mitzvah Shaboy, it's considered yours, and therefore it would not be a problem, but since it came about through a process of Gzeila, it'd be very insulting to Kaddish Baruch Hu. They say, Brosh Hashem, yes, I love your mitzvah so much, and I'm keeping your mitzvahs by stealing things from people. You know, that's like such an insulting way to. I'm doing your mitzvahs by stealing. So even though right now it's not considered Gzeila anymore, but since it came through the process of Gzeila, so more applies to the following positive, but say a Beirei. But say, like, the person who takes advantage of money, he steals money, Beirech, and he makes a bracha, and the Hashem, he's insulting Hashem. So you can't make a bracha, you cannot make a bracha on it. Okay. The Shavur will have some comments on that.
Is the Lashon of Gezel Lav Davka means Ganeva too? He just decides to use the Lashon of Gezel.
So the word gzela versus the word ganeva. The word gzela can be specifically not in the form of ganeva; can be as opposed to ganeva.
Like a holdup, it's a gzela.
But on the other hand, gzela can be used as the general act
of stealing,
of taking something money from somebody improperly.
A sigzel.
Right. So there is the. There's a Gemara which is mashiv that Geneva is included in Lo Sigzel. So Lo Tignoivo means you end up getting two Averas. You get Lo Sigzel and Lo Tignoivo. Because when it comes to Hashavas Gzela, so the Pesukim talk about the Loch of Hashavas Gzela, the Gemara says clearly it applies to the Mitzvah Hashavas, Veshavak Gzela Shar Gozal, or it's Oshak or Oshak. It doesn't say it's a Geneva Shar Gonav, but it includes Geneva also. So the more understands that the word gezel over there is being used in
the general term. If you want to use the term for everything, you use gezel. You
correct.
Use gneva.
Right. So even though they think in Yiddish that the phrase is he's a ganav, right? That's the general term for anybody who takes somebody's money.
Jews are much better at gneva than they are at gazela. They
right.
usually don't come.
That's
with,
why. Yeah.
At least in years ago, they didn't come with guns, and, unless maybe Murder Incorporated. But other than that, they usually didn't operate that way. Usually. When you're not looking, they stand.
Okay. Chav Zion, Mr. Bruch Chav Zion, Lehem Mishalehem. So it has to be yours. Now, so this is a locha in the sits. The sits have to be yours. It's a Sulehem Mishalehem. So Mr. Bruch, near Pasha, to Adinim, locha, and sits is back off. He bought them on credit. The more presents the following idea. I buy something on credit, so I do a kinyan. I owe the money, fine. So that's usually the situation. The more the merchant says, listen, I'm selling it now because I need money. Something I'm selling because I want to make money, so I'll wait for the money. So I need the money right now. So if it's clear that he's seeking ways actively to get money, and you're not paying on time, so the Mor says he never meant to sell to you under those circumstances. It's not yours, so that's a chesaron in the sale. So you would not be yotze with those sitzes. Kol gavna in ken lo yotze min hadin b'sitzes v'ayin rei alocha. So it means you wouldn't be yotze with such. If that's what the situation would be, so then you would not, it would not consider yours. And you wouldn't be yotze.
If you bought a credit and what?
You didn't pay.
You didn't?
In a timely fashion. Okay. Badafka shagosa lachutin, chavches. The case is when you stole the chutin and then you put them in. If you stole the tzemer, it's a different ballgame. For us, a filu nisiyashu b'alim posel the yish lakana. We pass on the yish alone is not kindness. So even though you stole it, the b'alim is miyayish. It's not yours.
If he stole the wall.
No, we're talking about if he stole the threads.
Stole the chutin.
Yeah. Now, feeling me loy hoya chutin shazurin vuhu shazoron. So they already were threads, but they had not been corded into a multiple braid, and he did that. So the Mora says interesting thing. The Mora says that is every shinui considered a shinui? Is that make a very, very minimal change? Is that called a shinui? So the Gemara suggests that it has to be enough of a change that it's significant. So Tosafot comes along and says, what's the measure of significance? If you change it in such a way that that people refer to it differently, that's indicative of the fact it's a real change. You change it in a way that people refer to it the same way, so it's not such a significant change. So if I take fibers and I make them from fibers into a thread, so before I call them fibers, now I call them a thread. So that's a full bona fide shinui. I take threads and I multiply them. It's called a multiplied thread. So a multiplied thread is still called a thread. So that's not a good shinui. So we're learning Hilchos Gzeil over here, not Hilchos Tzitzis right now. But the Shagos Chutin. I'm going to run the Sifkat and Yud. The door of Hagozu Chelak al Machaber. The Sfilei the Kroa Mamai the Filei Masa Chutin Mitzem Aragozu. The Magad Ram learns that the Shulchan Aruch disagrees with this, and that shini over here would not be sufficient to make the tzitzis kosher. That's how the Magad Ram learns, and that is the meat of the pasuk. Because without the pasuk, what's the purpose of the pasuk coming to tell me? It's coming to tell me that that something which Betzim you have no right to, and you have to give it back. You have to make the tzitzis. Obviously not. So tell me the case that you were trying it was shinui. And now it's yours. But since when you made them, when you took them, they were something you're not supposed to be using for this purpose. That's not that you're not yours with that either. That's how the Magen Rambam understands the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says k'sherim, that if you stole them and if you stole the fibers, the wool, and you made it into tzitzis, then it's kosher. Now. So what exactly is that? So Taz Mavar Dari Ramo Hechad they have a Yiyush Gam Kain Vakanya Be Yiyush Vashini Hashem Vikar Tzemer Vahash Tachutim. Okay, so we said before that a Shini Maisa, what's referred to as Halachas, a Shini Maisa, requires a Shini Hashem as a line of demarcation of how significant the change was. That's true. Besides that, the Mora discusses, what's you have a Shini Hashem, which wasn't really any significant Shini Maisa. For example, the Mora says, a person steals a piece of wood, and he builds it into the house. So before you refer to it as a piece of wood, now you refer to it as a rafter. But in reality, it didn't really change anything. Right? There's a Shini Hashem, but there's no Shini Maisa. So before we discuss Shini Hashem in conjunction with Shini Maisa, we said the Shini Maisa is measured by the Shini Hashem. Now, what in case you have a Shini Hashem without Shini Maisa? So more so, Shini Hashem alone is not kind of, but Yish and Shini Hashem is kind of. So the Taz understands the change from fibers. What? The Taz understands that the change from fibers to thread is not really such a significant change, Batson. It's with the Shini Hashem. Well, it's based on the Shini Hashem, so you need Yish. That's how the Taz understands. I want to go to Rome, cost it to me the Sussumer, and more Mash, the Sir Leda, feel a kind of Yish kosher. The kind of Shini Maisa. He learns that this is considered a Shini Maisa. Regardless of whether there was Yish or not. Chimashim, you grow up in the Europe at the time of Mishim Shini Maisa. Ein Shem. Okay. End of thought. New thought. So the Magen Avraham and the Gemara are understanding the Ramah that this is called a Shini Maisa, and that's good enough. So the Bir Lacha raises the question. He doesn't understand why the Tviya is not considered a Shini Maisa. He doesn't understand it. So He brings a right from a Gemara that Tzvi is considered Shinei Mais. He doesn't understand what the thought process of the Taz is. The truth is, he brings points out that even the Magen Avraham argues on the Taz. The Magen Avraham doesn't say because of Tzvi. Magen Avraham says because the bleaching. When you take wool off of the animal, the animal's been wearing this.
Mm-hmm. It's dirty.
It's very, very, very dirty. The process of cleaning out, etc., the Mor says, changes it significantly enough that that's considered a Shini Maisa. So that, the Bir Loch has questions with. But Tzviya, which they seem to ignore, he brings a Rai from Gemara that that's called a Shini Maisa. So it's hard to understand what their argument is. The Bir Loch brings a Rai. Now, there's also a Kenyan of Shini Rishus. So Reuven steals something and then he sells it or gifts it to Shimon, gives it to Shimon. So it went from Reuven the God's Rishos to Shimon's Rishos. So Shina Rishos is not Karna. Yiyus to Shina Rishos is Karna, which means if Reuven stole it and the owner was Miyayish, and then he gave it, then Reuven sold it, the Goslin, after the owner was Miyayish, sold it to somebody else, then the purchaser is Karna. If there's Yiyush and Shina Rishos, he's kind of. But if there's Yiyush Shina Rishos alone, you're not kind of, because it still belongs to the Bible.
How are we going to know? How would a person know it? Such as it was Yiyush. I mean, unless they knew, you know, what the situation was where the person, you know, where.
Well, it's very possible. I heard the person in the Yiyush. I walked by Beryl's house and says, "Why am I telling you? I don't know what to do. I give up. I can't find, you know, this, my next thing I walk, the guy says, "You want to buy a it says Beryl's label on it. Beryl's Miyayish yesterday. I heard it Miyayish yesterday. I walked by his house.
Times Square.
Yeah, you know, you gotta put up the jacket, you know. But it says the guy's name on it, you know, and, you know. But doesn't make it, there's years already. So I mean, good, you're carrying it. Yeah, let's finish the Shabbat over here. If he bought it before Yiyush, it's not kind. It's not yours. Let's say there was Shini Rishus and then Yiyush, and now he made it to Tzitzis after the Yiyush. I'm Chash Mishra Simon Shinra Gimel Diashter is Bizet. The Ikra Pesach over there is that Shinra Rishus and Yiyush is not Kainah. Nisvah Shabbat Lachakah Machar, and if the Yiyush was first, Kainah Shinra Sitzes, it would be Kainah. Vahafli and Brochel Mashim are going to run the Simon Tefer Hashem tests of cotton bays, Yuchel of Barak Bizet, by Mishum Mitzvah Baba Vera, Kimon Shahul Loy Gozal. So that idea that you can't make a bracha because it was stolen doesn't apply to the second person, the purchaser. So you have a Magen Avraham and Machzor HaShekel and on one side a Levush and a Taz and a Gro on the other side. So that still, it came about through a process of being stolen and it's not proper to make a bracha on it.
What would it be by
Lula? What?
Would a Lula be
same discussion?
Same
clothes. Same clothes. Asoysen. Rasulam al-Hatlot sits as Elo Bebigdoi, Mishum Mitzvah Bebevera, Vaimri Aloch. So it says, you shouldn't do this. Well, what are you doing? You're putting these threads into your bag. You're not making the threads, you're making tzitzit. Simrus Mishas, Bokhasham, Dani Yochla Varchalov, Vaim Sarachu Bebir Aloch. He spoke about the passing that you can't make a bracha, even though you can be, according to Ramah, you'll be yotzei the mitzvah, you don't make a bracha.
Well, how can you be yotzei the mitzvah vadai and not be able to make a bracha?
Because the mitzvah is totally an ownership issue, which you have ownership.
Oh.
It came about through a way which is insulting to Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Okay, that's why you can't make the bracha.
Okay, let's hold it here.
Yeah.
Adam, I'm sorry about that.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good night.
Right, cool.
Was he expecting his home phone? Was that his
what?
Was he expect? Was that his home phone?
Call back.
His home phone. Oh.